My name is Jack Scheip. I am with Trail Life. I'm also with Calvary Chapel Chester Springs. Traveled down here today just for this. So we're going to talk about Trail Life. Talk about overview of it, and it's going to focus pretty heavy on some areas of it, especially. Oh, hey there. Welcome. Come on in. Have a seat. Hi there. Can't say as I've ever spoken in a room such as this, but, you know, there's always the first time, as they say.
But you're not going 45, not 30, right?
45?
45.
So welcome. So hi. Get comfortable, right? Never expected this in a high school room. So again, my name is Jack Scheip. We're going to talk about Trail Life, give you an overview. So if you would please, I'd ask for your participation in this. If you have a question, raise your hand, speak up. Very interactive. All right, this is not one of those collegiate classes where you wait till the questions in the end, all that kind of stuff. Nah, speak up and raise your hand and go from there.
All right,
so we're going to open in prayer. All right, Holy Father, thank you for, this opportunity. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for being able to be disciples of you. Let this session be clear. Let it touch hearts. And let us all walk away with a clear understanding of how we let boys be boys and how Trail Life can help with your ministry with young men. Keep us in your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So, welcome to the Trail of Basics Trail Life Program. So just an acceptance prayer. So a lot to cover. So a lot of emphasis is going to be on how Trail Life is actually structured, if you want to look at that, and its tenets and what it's based on. So one of the things that you'll see is it's Christ-centered, Christ-oriented, and that is an unwavering tenet of Trail Life, much different than another scouting program. All right, so a little bit about me. Within Trail Life, I'm known as a direct service advisor, so I'm responsible to support a multiple quantity of troops to make sure that we have this thing called from surviving to striving to thriving. And, you know, my job is to help them get to the thriving status. And so when they have a question, they have a problem, whatever, they come to me, and then my job is to go help them solve that problem. It could be with, you know, resources, like a lack of resources. Could be how to get something done administratively. It could be, you know, a problem within the troop. Whatever the case may be, doesn't matter. They bring everything they have, and they bring it to me, and then my job is to go help them figure it out and solve it. All right? I was involved with Boy Scouts of America for many, many years. My son was involved, and I'm a very strong believer of leadership by example. So rather than me just, you know, set him off to a scout troop, I believe that it's my job to be there and help him and demonstrate to him, you know, what it's like and bring him along. It had its moments, but he is an Eagle Scout. And that has served him very well in the sense that it helped him with getting into college. Didn't know it would do that, but it did. It helped him with, he went into the Air Force, and when he came out of boot camp, he got an extra stripe just because he was an Eagle Scout. It got him jobs, because when you look at the resume and they say, "Is an Eagle Scout?" Absolutely, it says a certain thing about you, and it's helped him in life. Because it's helped him with relationships, with confidence, with leadership, dealing with things, problem solving, many different things in all realms of life. Things that I could not have given him, things that, you know, he had to learn the hard way, but he learned them quickly. A couple years after he got his Eagle Scout, I stayed with the Boy Scouts of America, and then I left because of the focus of what Boy Scouts was becoming. And it didn't work with my heart to stay with them. So in, I think it was 2017, I was in a leadership role. I was with a couple of troops. We actually switched troops, and that's, but I knew the leadership within the area, and it just didn't work out, so I left. I learned about trail life. It came to our church, Calvary Chapel, Chester Springs, 2 years ago, and first I heard of it. They don't advertise a lot. And I said, no, this is for me. Prayed about it. My wife and I talked about it. And so I've gotten involved with Trail Life since. I'm not directly involved with the troop. They have enough men at that point in time, so I'm in the DSA role where I help all other troops within the area actually, you know, solve their problems and continue to thrive, if that's the word. That's pretty much it. Not to bore you too much with that. So when you get into the challenges you're faced, assuming you all have sons and you're looking to do that, you're faced with so many different things in today's world. You know, this phone could be good or bad. You know, a lot of times you get them on their own, it could be bad. You've got kids on the bus. You've got kids in high school. You've got other, you know, other avenues. You've got the internet, computers. I mean, there's so many more ways that kids can be influenced. And so your challenge really is, you know, I'm trying to raise a son, and I hope in a godly way. Trying to do what's best for him, trying to do what's best for me. And, you know, down the road, I want to look back, and I don't want to have any regrets. You know, that was my key thing. My focus has been, and I try to teach this, is make your decisions today of where you want to be years from now. In business, I would say, what's your five-year strat plan? What's your strategy? Focus on 5 years from now. Set the compass point and work along that way. But every so often, at least every year, revisit that and reset the compass point. So with our kids, you know, my wife and I, I've been blessed because we are often on the same page. Said with our kids, we wanted them to be a certain, we wanted to be successful, separate from mom and dad, get on their own feet, not get into trouble, marry the right person, all that perfect world stuff. Scouts at the time seemed to be the right road to do it. It helped. Trail life today is, which is why I got back into it, is why I'm helping other kids, and primarily because trail life is Christ-centered, unwavering. There is absolutely first and forefront. If you come out to the table outside, you'll see the documentation and the handouts and stuff like that. It says Christ-centered. It's unwavering. It's unwavering. If you're not with that, if you're not with Christ centered in your heart, then, you know, go find another scout program. I mean, it's that simple. It's either you are or you're not. There's no middle ground, nothing else. And they actually structure that. We'll talk about that a little bit here, how it's structured to ensure that that remains intact. All right. Trail Life has typical mission, vision, statements, and things like that. But its mission really is to help and focus on raising godly boys, to raise the next generation of godly men, to help with parents and help with just the boys to become boys. Boys are different, and you'll see a lot of things where let the boys be boys. Give them the environment. Give them a chance to experience what it's like to be in the outdoors, to learn skills. Quite honestly, to make mistakes and be loving about it. Let them learn from their mistakes, but, you know, bring them along and help them learn at that. We want to make the mistakes now so that you can learn from it and get it right next time. Very, very favorable about that. Walk worthy is the motto from Colossians 1:10, and it's something which, if you get an email from me, it's my closure. Instead of saying sincerely or thank you, it's walk worthy. I send that to everybody. I send it to everybody. It doesn't matter who. I send it to people I know aren't believers. I send it to everybody else. I send it to businesses. I send it to car salesmen. I send it to everybody. It's just walk worthy because I'm hoping to get them to think. What's that mean? Right? Not too often they come back and say, what does that really mean? But the whole point is I believe in it very much so. I am not going to speak to a lot of the points that are up here because I'm assuming that you're going to listen to me and read that at the same time, which is, I hope, is what you do. So what this chart really says, not to bore you with PowerPoints or things like that, Trail Life didn't begin until 2014. 2014 is when it started. Since then, there's over 1,400 troops. There's over 60,000 boys in the program. There's over 120,000 people all told. By definition, it's successful in its own right. So it's doing something right. It's absolutely doing something right. And I do believe that God's hands in this, and it's an unwavering commitment to God that allows us to be successful as it is. I will say this. When I'm in a Trail Life campout or a Trail Life meeting, and I'm talking with the dads, just the dads, could be around a campfire, could be at a table drinking coffee, whatever, it is so amazingly comfortable to sit there, whatever. You know, I love campfires anyway, but to sit there and to talk to other men about Christ, about God, and not feel pressured. It is amazing. It's relaxing. It's great. You can talk about anything. You don't have to worry about all that, you know, the PC stuff, right? The politically correct stuff. You know, am I stepping on your toes? Or, you know, what can I, you know, let's talk about sports because that's a neutral. No, you can talk about, you know, your walk in Christ. You can talk about what happened. You can talk about just about anything and feel comfortable with it. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. I would say that as men, you get as much out of Trail Life as the boys do. I would actually say that, at least I have. When I stood up in front of the church with my son, at a Zico Scout ceremony, I leaned over to him and I said, was it worth it? And he looked at me and said, yeah. This was not scripted. Sorry about that. All right. So the basics, let boys be boys. Give them the opportunity to go experience the outdoors. You know, go hang from a tree, go swim in a river, go do canoeing, go create a campfire, learn how, you know, to whittle, learn how to use a knife, learn first aid, learn all of the different things that are the merit badges, the trail badges that are out there that help the boy gain an understanding of not only himself, but, you know, of what he can do and to build the confidence. When the boys have to be 5 years old and they have to go to 17. After 17, it's like scouts. You can't go any further unless you go into a continuation program called Guidon. But 5 to 17. And they do have the Freedom Award, which is equal to the Eagle Scout Award. Right? So it's just as powerful. But each age group, and we'll talk about the age group here in a second, is a different focus. So when you're 5 to 10... You know, you're the programs that we have, you know, don't worry about accomplishments and badges and that kind of stuff. Just go have fun. Just go have fun. Get excited about being out there. Get excited from hanging upside down in the tree. Get excited about swinging on a rope. Get excited about learning how to create a campfire, right? Get excited about how to put out a campfire. You know, just let that happen. Give the boys the opportunity to have the environment that they thrive in. This is what they do, and it works. It absolutely works. So the end goal, the vision, and the mission. I mean, everybody has a statement. We talked about that. And then why is Trail Life different from the Boy Scouts? And I call this out specifically. This is on the Trail Life USA website under the FAQs. You can read it for the most part, but that first point, unapologetically Christian, it is a requirement, right? It's in the charter document, it's in the corporate statement, it's in everything that's documented that you must stay there. Churches that do not believe in the triune God are not allowed to be in Trail Life. Point blank. This is a litmus test. It's a light switch, either on or off. And if you don't follow that, you're off. No, have a great night, you know, go. But, you know, Trail Life is not for you. It's not for you. Number two, it's a very strict dichotomy between the two programs. A boy's a boy, a girl's a girl, right? It's straight up, background checked, very, very significant background check. Trail Life does its own background check. So if you get it done by somebody else, want to bring it over here and say, let's use that one, no. We do our own, right? Very thorough. The bottom point there, the charter organization. So the way that Trail Life works is Trail Life is the program. The church signs an agreement with Trail Life so that it can sponsor a troop. The church then is responsible to oversee that troop. Who gets put in what leadership roles, how the troop is organized and how it's operated and how they function and all that type of stuff, right? A lot of times we see where the church actually pays for a lot of things because they have the funds and it's a blessing. Other times they don't, and I have to get involved and maybe we do some fundraising, things like that. But the church oversees it, which is radically different, right? So there are standards up here, and these cannot change. These are cast in concrete, so to speak, all right? So the charter organization, it can be a Christian organization that's not a church, but I tell you, I don't know of any charter organization that is not a church. I don't even know what, maybe YMCA is not even that nowadays. I don't know what it would be. Oh, so everything is a church. So over 1,400 in all 50 states. Right? Statement of faith. Again, this is a very strong statement of faith. It's in the charter agreement, and the church has to agree to it. And there is no wavering from it. All right, so it's a lot of information. If you want a copy of this or you know something later that, we can do that. But not to read it for the most part, but it pretty much, I hope everyone can read this enough to the point where they get it. All right, distinctive, so our vision, mission, motto, and oath. The oath, especially, this is my ID card. Everyone has one, and on the back of that is the oath. And at the beginning of every troop meeting, the oath is mentioned, the oath is said. All right, so the oath is very much taken into consideration, walk worthy, our vision or our mission. So again, the whole point here is to raise the next generation of Christian men, but give the boys that outdoor experience amongst Christian men so they can get to the point. Core values, not to overuse that term. Everybody seems to have core values nowadays, but in this case, it's very meaningful, right? Christ-centered, church-owned, outdoor focus, and safety. I will say about safety, there is an extraordinary amount of emphasis put on safety. We have a whole handbook written about it. The guys are trained about it. I do not know of any of all the boys and all the troops of any situation where safety was broken down and somebody got hurt. I don't know if they might get a knee scratch or something like that. Okay, fine. But nobody fell on the rocks. Nobody broke any bones. In Scouts, I know a situation where a kid was on a mountain bike. Very unfortunate situation. He's going down the hill. Bike flipped over, hit him on his neck, and he was in the wheelchair. He's in a wheelchair today. He will be the rest of his life. That does not happen in Trail Life. Very safe program. So we have every, you know, every adult, every registered leader has to go through child safety, youth protection training. That is mandatory, right? You've got to be approved. The charter organization, the church, must approve the people that are put into a leadership role, a registered adult leadership role. And we'll get into that in a second. Men and women both can be part of that. And we'll talk to that in a second, right? 1, 2, 3, no one-on-one, ever, protect the child. Too deep leadership, right? No less than 2 registered adults. So we have to have that, 1 boy, 2 adults at all times within at least earshot. Especially like if they go to the bathroom or something like that. Yeah, the guys can't go in with them, but the 2 adults will stand outside and make sure that nobody goes in. The buddy system of 3, right? So 3 trailmen from the same age group patrol. You know, we watch that very carefully. And all of the outings that I know of and have participated in, safety is paramount. Absolute. Health, safety, risk, clear guidelines, major, qualified supervision. Right. And a Billy Graham statement there that's very, very meaningful. All right. So how it's designed. So when you look at the top, we have a national headquarters, right? Regions, you know, there's 8 regions, and the regions broken up into areas. And then the areas is they're responsible for the charter organization, the churches. And then you break down into a troop committee, which is a group of adults that oversees, a separate group that oversee the way the troop is run, right? So you have a governing body even within the church. So you have the church leadership, you have a troop committee. Then you have the troop itself, you have the troop master, and then you have the boys with direct contact, or the adults with direct contact to the boys. And again, this is broken up into age groups, right? 5 to 11, or 10, 11 to 14, or 14 to 17. Right. The challenge that we have with this, above and beyond, across the board, in every troop that I've ever known of, is getting the adults to sign up and participate. And here's the, you know, the challenge. I got to work. I've got, you know, finding the time to do all that is very difficult. It's not easy, but I would go back, and again, like I said before, the challenge is to make the time to do it, and somehow through all the years that my wife and I did it, we figured it out. I mean, I traveled a lot all over the world, and when I'm home, the scout meetings were paramount because I needed to make sure that my son knew that I was right there with him, and it worked. Right? If you're a single mom, it's a very big challenge, different situation, but you know, you do the best you can to get your kids to join the troop. You can even ask for another adult to help with, you know, taking your kids to the troop meeting, bringing them back, tell them about it, mentoring them, you know, all that works. All right, the programs, Woodlands, Navigators, Adventurers, and Guide-Ons. But the Woodlands, the young guys, 5 to 10, you know, get them involved, get them out there, just have them enjoy it, right? They'll get some awards and things like that. I mean, they get some badges, and I'll talk about this in a second. But they'll get some badges, some awards. But the idea is they come home and they, you know, are not regretful that they went to the meeting or they went to the activity, you know. Navigators a little bit older, so we break it up into another program. Navigators are given a little bit more responsibility. There, you know, the focus is on getting the merit badges to get them to that Freedom Award level if they can. And then you get to the adventurers, and that's where the program changes, where we get into more of a leadership role. The adventurers, then they actually take over. In a lot of cases, they lead how a lot of the troop is run. All right. Oh, let's go this way. So this is where we get into the badges and things, you know, at each level. You see the definition of the programs that we have here and how that's broken down. So in looking at this is called a standard. This is an example. Very few standards will ever be like this, but this has everything that you can literally do on a standard. This records, you know, the badges that you can get, the service awards that you can get. If you're familiar with the Scouts, they all used to have a sash and used to have all the little, you know, badges that you could sew on here. Well, this is the same thing as that, except we put them into the standard. Some people get upset over this because I've heard it called a stick of pride. And I take exception to that. I said, because it's, to me, it's about achievement. It's about accomplishment. It's not that much different than if you put a resume out to try to get a job. What have you done, right? What do you do, a job application, or you do a college application, or you do any type of application, right? What have you done? How, you know, demonstrate that you're successful. This isn't about boasting. This is about taking the person that has this and saying, I did this, right? And I can do this. And it demonstrates the fact that, yes, I stuck with it enough that it's meaningful. Absolutely meaningful. Trail badges, they could do them all. I mean, there's no reason why someone couldn't do all of these types of things. Now, the one up there that I have always had problems with, I don't know, is rope work. I cannot remember how to tie knots. I mean, I can tie my shoes, okay, fine. But when you get into all of the, you know, 20 or so different knots, whatever, I just can't seem to remember that kind of stuff, right? And I know one guy, named Warner. He's an Eagle Scout. He's in Calvary Chapel Troop. And he can remember every knot he's ever tied. I'm like, my brain just doesn't work that way. And I get jealous of the guy. Okay, rank advancements. Again, Woodlands Navigators within each program, whatever, if you want to call it that, Navigators, Adventurers. There are ranks. There are positions. It is not intended to be militaristic by any means. You don't come in and salute, stuff like that. It's very loose in how it's done. However, that when the patrol and when the troop meets, people own responsibilities and they have jobs, literally, right? Certain people have to make sure that the flag is carried in, and certain people have to make sure that the colors are presented in the right way. There are ceremonies that are there, but it's not over the top by any means. It's nothing more that, you know, you take 5 minutes in the beginning of a troop meeting and you, you know, pledge allegiance and say the oath and you get on with the meeting. You know, it's nothing over the top by any means. The special awards, yeah. The Freedom Award, say that's the equivalent of the Eagle Scout, right? If you do not get that by the time that you turn 17 and 364 days, then you're not going to get it. There's no chance it's done, over with. All right. So we're talking about the roles within trail life all the way up to the national level. Direct contact is at the troop level, right? And then you have the troop committee. Again, troop committee, they don't control the troop. They oversee the troop. They guide the troop. They make sure that they're following and adhering to the standards. Right? Area team members, right? That's the area above the charter organization, regional, area of regional, and then national. So the blue highlights the opportunities for men and women, and the black are men only. And a distinct point to understand why men only is because there are certain times that the Trail Life program believes that men and boys need to be one-on-one. All right? There's just certain times that when you're out camping on a trail, hiking, things of that nature, you know, they believe that's one-on-one. And that's part of the program, and that is nothing that can be changed. Right? A lot of women involved in the troops that I know of. Troop committee chairperson is a woman for one of the troops I know. Her husband is involved as well. But it's very highly suggested, very much suggested, that, you know, moms get involved. Moms get involved. And not just, you know, let's be real. we have times where, you know, parents come and they drop off the kids and they go off to Target and they do the shopping and they come back and they pick them up, right? That's normal. I get it. And no one is challenging that. No one is saying that is wrong. Nobody is saying that that's incorrect. It would be nice, though, if somehow mom would get involved with something else to demonstrate to the son that, yeah, I'm involved and I want to be part of this because I believe in what you're doing. I want to be there for you. Does it have to happen? No, it doesn't have to be there. I have, don't remember too many times that moms go on the camping trips, something about bugs and, you know, sleeping on the ground and snakes, you know, things like that. You know, no, there's no snakes. Mostly that's a father-son type of thing. But there's a lot of stuff there. And what you're also seeing, that there's a lot of thought that went into the organization and the structure of the Trail Life organization, right, to protect and to make sure that things get done in the way they're supposed to be done, right? It's a very thoughtful way to do it. Now, the problem we end up having is you may not be able to fill all the chairs in all the roles, especially at the direct contact and the troop committee level. But you do the best you can do. You know, I know one troop where there's only two people on the committee, but do they still work? Yeah, it absolutely works. Trail Life is not so regimented that, oh, you've got to have all these people in these roles. Nah, there are certain positions that are mandatory. You know, the troop master, the TML, trying to get into the, you know, the Fox and Hawk and Woodlands and Mountain. I mean, all of those things, yeah, it's, we need to have those people, but we'll, from what I've seen, the heart of the troop master and the heart of the other people involved will make it happen. They will fill in. They'll make it happen as long as the boys are there. So, suggested next step, absolutely pray. What do I do? Take this information and go back. Is it the right thing to do? Can I fit it in? Oh my gosh, I got to go this. Troop meetings are typically one time a month. Troop outings, oftentimes, usually it's a three-season outing. It's, spring, summer, fall. Sometimes you get into winter activities if you want to go, you know, winter cabin camping, or if you want to go, you know, snow skiing or snow tubing or snowboarding or something like that. Yeah, they'll do things like that. But it depends on the troop. It depends on the troop. If you want to take, one time we got together and you take a trip up to Maine and you go for the entire week. You say, well, what do you do in Maine for an entire week? Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. Climb mountains, ocean kayaking, bicycling. Go into town and eat ice cream. I'm serious. Yeah, I mean, that was like, what do you want to do? Let's go eat ice cream. Okay, fine. So I went to Bar Harbor and had ice cream. You control what the troop does and how they do it and how fast they do it, and it's amazing what input you have. Speak with others. Get a hold of people who have been in Trail Life. Now, this church doesn't have a Trail Life troop, but there are Trail Life troops in the area, and I'll show you the map here in a second. Call them up and say, hey, what's it been? What's the challenges? What works? What doesn't work? You know, get a feel for it. Make a wise decision, wise choice, right? Make decisions today based on your direction in the future. Again, I go back into set the compass point, and my mantra has been, you know, try to make choices today such that I don't regret not making them in the future. I look back and I say, gee, I wish I could have, you know, should have. Yeah, I have done many of those things before I got married, right? And it's like now that I've learned that lesson, I try to say, what do I need to do now? Now I look and my decisions are for eternity. Right? What do I do now to make the wise choices for eternity? I get through this life and it's like, okay, fine. You know, what do I do? And this ministry is part of it. This is a ministry. You're teaching your kids Christ, God, love, leadership. It's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. Teach them basic skills. Have fun outdoors. Go swimming. Go play in the mud. Right, go in a canoe, trip it over, as long as you're safe. Right, how do you deal with falling out of a boat. Well, that's what trail life will teach you, right? How to swing on a rope safely. How to do first aid. What happens with someone, you know, hate to say it, but if they would ever break a bone or do that. I was carried recently where the kids went in the woods and got some sticks, and they were taught how to put the knots together, the lashings together, and they put me on it, and the next day they're carrying me around. Little kids. Like, cool. Huh? Where else do you learn that? Where else do you learn stuff like that? How to use a knife. You know, what's the one thing if your 6-year-old, 8-year-old is sitting there with a knife, you're going, oh my God, you're going to cut himself. We teach them how to use a knife, and they have to have a card, and it says, I know how to use a knife because I've been trained to use a knife. Now, it may not be the sharpest knife in the world, but at least how to use one. And if they demonstrate that they get a little goofy with it, they are dangerous with it, it's taken away, and they can no longer have a knife. And they have to prove again that they can have a knife. Well, there's a picture up here. I think it's in a second. I'll show you. Where there's a kid, you know, sitting there. He's probably about 8 years old, and he's whittling with a knife. You know, it's skills like that. Get involved. Now, servant leadership and leadership by example are two phrases, and I put them together. I have learned in my life through my professional experience that serving others in a compassionate, loving way, whether it's in a corporate environment or whether it's in a trail life or whether it's kids. Right now, my wife and I are doing something called Kids in Christ. On Thursdays, the moms come into church. They do the women's Bible study. And then myself, another person, we watch the 4- and 5-year-olds. What a blast. Oh, my God. I'd rather be here, not there. Oh. It is a blast. I love little kids. And they are so honest, sincere, open, genuine. You know, it's like the heart of God. You can see it right in front of you. And I listen to Pastor Gill, and you know, it's an amazing thing. Kids are such a blessing, right? And so it's like, how can I turn that blessing and give them the best that I can possibly give them? You know, so Kids in Christ is one of the things we do, and we always, oh my gosh, we have fun, we have lots of fun, and sometimes I take it to an extreme, but the kids love it, so we go, okay, fine, great. You are your son's most important leader, coach, and mentor. You don't need to say anything more about that. Enjoy the blessings. I'm telling you, as a parent involved with your kids in trail life, with anything, could be sports, could be trail life, whatever. Enjoy them and be blessed by it. It's something which you take with you. It's an eternal experience that you'll have. I personally, you know, believe that when I get to heaven and my son is there with me and my wife is, except she's not my wife then, you know, but it's like, yeah, remember when? Remember when? There was one time. Jason, our son, was about 15, and he was at summer camp, and I was with him. And it was one of those times where they had a day where, you know, the family could come up and see what summer camp was all about. So, okay, fine. Mom and our daughter came up, and my wife Nancy, and they came up, and, you know, and the day's over, and we look up, there's clouds in the sky, and that kind of stuff. I said, okay, fine. So Jason and I walk them out to the car. And the clouds are getting darker. Okay, fine. Okay, goodbye, dear. And all of a sudden, Mom leaves. And all of a sudden, just a few raindrops. So, okay, no big deal. So we're walking back. Within 5 minutes, it was a downpour. And I said, come on, Jason, let's start. What's the point? What's the point? We're already drenched. Water's going down your neck. I can still feel it. And our clothes are getting soaked. And the camp is probably at least a 10-minute walk away. So we're walking up the hill. There is a stream of water coming down the hill. And, you know, we get back to the camp and nobody's there. Why? Because it was such a bad downpour, they all went down into the building. And I said, oh, man. Okay, so now we got to walk all the way down to the building. And so to this day, when he and I are together and it starts raining, we go, oh, well. Been through worse. been through, and it was such a joy for that, such a joy. And I'm telling you, I could go on for hours with the stories that he and I have had together for stuff like that, whether it's kayaking, camping, getting caught in the rain, trips. It's just the blessing has been phenomenal of what I have gone through, and I'm forever grateful. He actually said, no, thank you, Dad. For a son to go to his father and say, thank you, Dad. For Jason, that was a lot. That was a lot. I never quite expect that kind of stuff. But he says, yeah, thank you, Dad. And it was like, okay, it was worth it. Three words. Praise God. Absolutely. Everything Trail Life does, not everything, but, you know, I mean, they're not beating you over the head with the Bible, things like that, but every night when they sit by the campfire, they worship, they have prayer. Every meal starts, you know, has a prayer, whether it's singing songs, whether it's testimony, whether it's just talking to the boys, it's done in a godly, loving way. I have never, ever seen a dad yell at a son, a dad yell at a boy. You know, someone go, you shouldn't have done. Never have I seen that. I go back and say, it's a joy, it's a blessing to be with other Christ-centered men in an outdoor environment. Absolutely. Well, you have all been very kind, and there hasn't been one question. So either I put you to sleep or I've covered a lot of the stuff. I don't know. Lots to discover. These are some of the, you know, typical pictures, right? But I end with this. Pray about it. The answer will come to you. All right? It'll take commitment. Yeah.
I have a question because I have my grandsons live with me since forever. Now they're like 12 and one is 16. But I look for this in our church. I even found another place like this, a thing like this, but the church wasn't interested. When did our church accept that this would be like, how long have you been here? Not that you're here. You said there's a representative from your company here that goes to our church. No one has ever mentioned it to me, and I was looking for this for my kid, for my grandkids.
Who's your home?
I don't think I ever heard of Travis.
No, the question is,
the Big Brothers, and I had.
No.
It was the Holy Spirit. I was like, I just don't feel comfortable. And then with Boy Scouts, I still didn't feel comfortable, you know? So I never heard of this, and no one from the church. I even went in the office and said, oh, look at this. I gave Pastor Jerry like something from a company like this. It was Christian, supposedly.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys, how long has our church been recommending you guys is what I guess I want to say. You know what I mean?
How long has
our church known about you guys and like your history?
I don't know. How long has Calvary Chapel Philly known about Trail Life? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not from Philly.
Chris just invited him to come share for the conference.
This is the first time?
Yeah, Pastor Chris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, first
so
time, and I jumped on this opportunity.
This is so good. Like, this is so needed. I'm so grateful, and I just, my grandson's 12, and I, you know my grandkids, so,
yeah.
You know, I would love for Carter to get involved with this. Colin went to a discipleship kind of, it's called Boys Eagle, what is it? Bald Eagle Boys Camp, and he was there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We sent him up there for a discipleship program. Mm-hmm. He just came back not too long ago. And they did all this stuff, but he lived there. And we would get him every 3 months, we'd bring him home. And it was a Mennonite program.
Mm-hmm.
Very godly. He went down the Missouri River, like stuff I was scared to death, like every night crying.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so good. I'm so grateful that you're here. So I hope a lot of, you know, I think 12 years old, probably a little old, too young to start. I'm too old to start for a 12-year-old, I think, or?
Never too old. I know 17-year-olds that join.
Yeah, but he thinks
18's too old.
18's too old, but 17. You can still join if you're 18, but yeah, but you're in the guidance group, and it's different. I mean, you can even earn badges if you want. 18 to 25 is called the guidon group, G-U-I-D-O-N, and it's for young adults who still want this experience. And this is a little bit different. And guys and girls can be mixed together. So 18 to 25 guys and girls together, and then they do trail life activities. They can go camping, they go hiking, they bicycling, they can do water sports, whatever they want to do. They decide what that is. However, they will be overseen by someone of the church. So it's not like they get to go off and do anything they want. No, they still have to follow, and they will be overseen by the charter organization.
The charter organization.
Which is the church.
And this is all different. Like, the people involved are all different churches from coming in. They need references. They need a letter from a pastor saying this is a good person.
Well, all the 1,400 troops that I mentioned, right, it's 1,400 churches. And all the 1,400 churches had to sign the charter agreement, which says, I believe in the statement of faith. I believe in the triune God. I believe, you know, and it's unwavering. And if they deviate from that, Trail Life will pull their charter and say you can no longer be associated with Trail Life.
Well, where is the chapter for this area?
Well, let's do this. Now, funny you would ask.
Is there a handout out front or anything?
Not for this one. If you go to Trail Life USA on the website and say, you know, put in the zip code, it will give you this map.
Okay.
So what I did was I did a screenshot of this map, and I put in, you know, Calvary Chapel, Philly, and then those Trail Life icons, right, are other troops in the area. So that will help you figure out if Calvary Chapel, Philly does not want to create a troop, then you have the option of going to these others. Okay?
I'll have to look and see exactly where they are.
The one's up by Holland there. That's not far.
Really? Holland, I can't see that. Well, I have to really get into it. I have it on my phone. I just signed up for it.
Well, Holland, if you look in the upper left-hand corner,
you got there's one up there?
Langhorne.
Glenside.
Wilmington, Cherry Hill, Wright Morrisville, Bryn Mawr.
Glenside.
Yeah.
That's a little far for me, because I'm the other one. I'm like Langhorne area.
Yeah. Yeah, but Holland's right there.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, this is really good to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? I had no idea this is what... I only saw the one part that said raising Gothic boys. Oh, my God.
That's it. Yeah.
So, well, this is the same thing. When they came to our church, I said, what's Trail Life? What's Trail Life? And I went out to the table, and I started looking at it, and I started looking. And I said, whoa, where did this come from?
Yeah.
And it started with 50 people back in 2013 that got together and said, hey, we don't like the current thing, so let's do our own. And so here we are.
Have you started a troop up?
I'll see you guys.
It starts with the thought.
Yeah.
It starts with the thought. All this is a seed, you know, and whether it falls, who knows. You got other troops in the area. I would say that I would 100% support, you know, if a decision is to go create a troop in this church. But just keep aware that you've got to have you should have the committee roles. Right. Oh, let's go back this way. Oh. Yeah, you have to go back. The direct contact leaders is except for the guide on thing, is almost a given. I mean, this church is probably, it's got to be a couple thousand people.
Easy.
Because, you know, when I used to watch it here, I've been listening to Joe for 2015, 2013. Way back when I used to have to drive down to Maryland at some ungodly hour in the morning, I would turn him on the AM radio and listen to him all the way. That's how I got introduced to him, right? And then when I found Chris Swanson, you know, and he came out to, you know, out to our area, I said, oh, my gosh, right? And then we're back here. So this is like just an amazing day for me. This is an amazing day for me. I love this day. And it's the first time I've been in Calvary Chapel Philly Church. But I felt like I've known Joe for all, you know, 20 years, you know, 10 years, 10, 15 years. All right, any other questions?
I just want to make I think Lynn had heard you mention Calvary Chapel, and you're from Chester Springs, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's when she made the affiliation with Calvary Chapel Philly. I didn't, so that's okay.
Yeah, I'm not from Calvary Chapel.
No, I know that. when I first seen you in the lineup for, you know, the Trail Life from the lineup, I had heard about Christian Scouting at some point, but I didn't know the name And I started researching it and found out the history of it and all. And I was surprised to see the American Heritage Girls have been around for like almost 30 years.
They've been around for a long time.
Like, wow.
No, American Heritage Girls is like the counterpart of Trail Life Boys.
Yes,
right. Right? Out at the table, I do have a handout for American Heritage Girls. There are some places where, at times, the Trail Life Troop and the American Heritage Girls Troop get together and do some things. You know, but it's an awesome, it's a great organization.
Yeah, I'm supposed maybe Pastor Chris was stirred, maybe because he's got four boys, young boys.
Well, Chris Watson has 11.
How old is his youngest? Now he's got some young boys.
Probably about 10, 8,
wow,
8, 10, something like that. They're all charming. Oh, my gosh. They are just amazing, amazing, cool, charming, wonderful kids. And I can say that without a doubt. Anything else? Questions?
It's amazing how God works. We're from...
Praise God, indeed, yeah.
We're from the Greensburg area, which is near Pittsburgh.
Oh.
We go to Calvary Chapel there.
I'm from Cumberland, if you know Cumberland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, born and raised in Cumberland.
He grew up close to there.
Yeah. Rather than Hyman.
And where?
Hyman, which is more...
Oh, my gosh. I used to go to the drugstore there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's about as big as...
The one drugstore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, cool. He used to go to the... was it a Rexall drugstore or something like that? There was a little drugstore.
Yes, it's no better.
They had a soda fountain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, your question.
We have four boys, and we've been wanting to get them involved in something. We have a pretty small youth group at our church, and it's sort of been growing, but we wanted to get them involved in something.
Okay.
And I had heard about Trail Life, I'm not even sure where, and then I was talking to a friend, and she lives in a different county, but she said about Trail Life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't think we have any around us. And then I found we do have one about 25 minutes away from us. And I reached out to them, but then it took a while for them to get back to me, and by the time they emailed me, I'm like, and we were in the middle of baseball season, kind of forgot about
it's
it.
It's called life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just recently, a couple weeks ago, ran into a guy who he was wearing that, and I'm like, Trail Life, I think that's that organization. So then we come here, and I see the sessions and stuff. I'm like, Trail Life again. I'm like, we have to go to that. We need to do
something
this.
Something is telling you Trail Life is the way to go.
Yes. And our boys love being in the woods. They love being outdoors.
What's the youngest?
7.
And the oldest?
13.
Nice. Perfect
age.
Yep.
I'm not trying to sell it. I'm really not trying to sell it. I'm trying to witness.
Amen.
And I'm telling you everything I've observed and experienced. I mean, I'm 71 years old. I could figure out a lot of things I could do in my retirement. But this is very important to me.
We've considered Scouts, and then with everything that's been going on, we're like, I don't think that's the route. And we heard about this, and this is like, this
well,
is what
given
we want.
The craziness of this world, my wife and I, we let's try to come up with something that's really, really, really crazy, and we can't even come close to the headlines of the next day. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I would say give people a chance. Get them out there. Now, it all comes down to, how do you balance work and, all the other stuff that comes into play. And
is it all together? So, I take all four kids to the same event?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I didn't know if it would be like three different trips or three different, because it'd be an extra in each age group.
And then you go to one multiple meeting, and typically, there is one troop I know that is quite large, and they split up some of the activity between the younger boys and the older boys, right? But that's not always the case. At least once a month they all get together, right? And typically, 98%. By the time they all go to the same meeting, they'll break up into their own activities. Right, so they're all typically together for the opening ceremony. It takes about 5 minutes of that. And then they split off. And that's why, the dads taking those, or the moms taking those positions, they go meet and they go do their activities. Right? So I would say typically it's 2 hours. You would show up around 6:30, and typically the evening is over by 8:30. Could be less, depending upon
We could be a date night. Once a month.
For the microphone. So the question really was, do we have one? Can all the boys in a family with multiple boys be brought to the same troop meeting? Yes. The answer is yes. Are there other Trail Life troops in the area? That was asked a little while ago. Yeah, there are. If you go to Trail Life USA website, you can type in your zip code. You can get your the troops within the area where you live. Or, wink, wink, you can start a troop at this church, and you can be part of that. Are we good?
Yep.
Okay. So thank you all for joining. Let's end in prayer before we leave. All right. Holy Father, we thank you for this time. What a blessing. Give us all the wisdom to make the right choices for the right reasons as we leave here and make decisions about our boys and how we live our lives. All in your honor and your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.